From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Brad Heller and the Fustics. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
We never know when time will abide. You just sow your seeds and beg for the roots to rise. There's a constant stream of doubt and self-pride. Jesus, I can't explain how some survive. I've been running roads that seem to never end, and waging battles in which I can't contend. Working backwards seems to suit my trends. A criminal of a truth I could break or bend. Way upon your soul, walking steady, he touched me enough to heal and console. There are no more parades for the boys to attend. He no wonder when this American burden will end. Caught in the crossfires of a nation I don't know. I've been awakened by a rage beneath the undertow, and I've hauled it on my back like a 1,000-pound stone. Ever since my sins were left unatoned, why do visions weigh upon your soul? Walking steady, he touched me enough to heal and console. There are no more parades for the boys to attend. He no wonder when this American burden will end. I've been cursed by this need to revel and rise. Through the blinding red dust, I'll fight my fight. Maybe one day I'll recognize what lays by my side. Why do visions weigh upon your soul? Walking steady, he touched me enough to heal and console. There are no more parades for the boys to attend. You no wonder when this American burden will end. Yeah, I wonder when this American burden.
We want to thank WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving central and eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Live streaming and more information at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guests, artists, and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins. Red Barn Radio is now in its 17th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 658th live concert performance. Tonight, we present Brad Heller and the Fustics. Brad has established himself as a credible force among current songwriters. Honing his craft for over a decade and a half in Wilmington, North Carolina, he has built a reputation as a thoughtful songsmith who tackles a wide range of personal and social issues. Bouncing between a myriad of genres, Brad finds creative drive in honoring musical influences that have inspired him, while never abandoning his own unique sound. We are very pleased to welcome Brad Heller and the Fustics to the Red Barn stage.
Dear my heart, they're not fit for any fate to reside. Blinded by God's will and might, I walk with only the notion to survive. Tear my soul like a gasoline fire out of control. The burn is taking its toll. Tear my incinerated soul, and that is why I haven't prayed in 1,000 days. Dim your touch, it is faded in the desert and dust. From that selfish night in August, all I know is your final clutch, and that is why I haven't prayed in 1,000 days, in 1,000 days. There are those who live by the unseen. I lie frozen every night, unable to dream. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Dim this time, caught in a crater of inescapable size, blighted and battered from trying to rise. Damn this broken time, damn this broken time, damn this bastard time. And that is why I haven't prayed in 1,000 days. Been 1,000 days. in a thousand days, in a thousand days.
Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Thanks, Renee, and welcome Brad Heller and the Fustics. Glad you're with us. Tonight, Brad and the Fustics are from Wilmington, and they rock. Can you talk, Brad, a little bit about where you're from and how this all got started for you?
I'm actually originally from Tucson, Arizona. Some of my family still resides out there. I've always kind of traveled about. I picked up the guitar kind of late, started traveling, hitchhiking, and hopping some trains when I was in the early 90s, when I was like 17, 18 years old.
Before that, you were in high school in Arizona, though?
Yeah, I went to school in Arizona, and then during college, I played baseball in college, and during the summers, my buddy and I would hop trains and hitchhike across the western United States.
What kind of a kid were you in high school?
I was an athlete, so yeah. I played baseball.
All baseball, any other sports?
No, not really. I really slow twitch fibers.
What position did you play?
In high school, I was an infielder, but the farther up along I got, I was a catcher.
You got a catcher build.
that's not a compliment, but that's fine.
No, come on.
No, short and stocky. No, I know.
I hear the toms a-pounding, beating hard with intent. Trouble seems to trail every single dollar spent. Desert fields billow dance in jet black smoke. Listen closely and you may hear the faint gasping one angels choke. 20 miles to war, what's your soul now selling for? Father's kneeling, mother's mourn, but it's 20 miles to war. Tragic moment, time of ruin, in I for an eye. White dove is falling fast, tumbled hard from the sky. Turning heads quickly a quail, an inquiring voice. Blank check, ammo tanks, stealths and all the toys. 20 miles to a horn, what's your soul now selling for? Father's kneeling, mother's mourn, but it's 20 miles to war. Oh yeah, now this may be a dream. I'm awakened every night by those machines. Killing machine. Flesh a burning as a river of blood swells. Dirt roads, they're jamming processions, guided by dirges and bells. Orphan boy stands alone, clenched fists in a sudden calling. Signals to the heavens above, as the ball of revenge is rolling. 20 miles to war,
What's your soul now settling for? Father's meal and mother's mourn.
You went through high school as an athlete. You were not known as an artistic type. You were known as a jock type.
Yeah, more or less so. Then I picked up Nebraska by Bruce Springsteen, and it changed everything. So
that changed everything for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You ended up going to college?
I went to Youngstown State in Youngstown, Ohio. I played baseball there.
This is of great interest to me as a baseball fan and also a guy who I played baseball in high school and college. I don't think I played at your level because you went on.
I played 5 years in the pros with the Texas Rangers organization, the Montreal Expos. I played up in Canada, and I finished off the Chicago White Sox organization. Never made it to the big leagues. I was one of those guys. They beat up a lot, so other good guys can make it to the majors.
This might be the first time we've had a guy with a pro baseball experience fronting a band on Red Barn Radio.
That's because all the other guys who played pro ball were smart enough not to go into music. I'm kidding. I don't see sports and arts collide too much. I think that's the reason.
Did you get injured?
No.
Stayed healthy?
Yeah, pretty much. I just wasn't very good.
Well, that can't be true. I mean, you must have been
at that level. I was okay.
You ended up doing some traveling. So let's go back to that topic. That's what started to shape your sort of worldview in a bigger way.
I think so. Yeah. All that hitchhiking with my buddy, you start to see, even in America and in the landscape of America, you start to see different factions of society and how they interact and what's fair, what's not, at least in your eyes. And then when I played baseball, we were on those long bus rides. It was kind of the same thing. And that always interested me, traveling like the back roads of the country. We started in Arizona all the way up to Canada and back, bathed in rivers and slept outside a lot.
Yeah, do some train.
Yeah, we hopped some trains in Wyoming and Colorado and Montana.
You actually were like?
Hobos. I mean, on the train rides, you just meet a lot of people on, they're on the rope. I mean, the last piece of fiber on that rope, you know, and it's actually a pretty dangerous, like, undercurrent of society. You got to really watch what you're doing. You know, we're 19. We didn't know what we were doing. We thought we were Jack Kerouac. And we got really dirty. It is phenomenally dirty on those trains because it's all that grease and oil.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Right. We slept on the trains. There's a couple areas you could kind of sneak in and sleep.
Can barely feel the sun upon my face. No longer taste the flavor of my days. Remnant half cock and some pseudo poet face. Now I'm caught in this brilliant masquerade. Like a squatter, I've got nowhere to go. Like a pauper, there are things I'll never own. Trapped while the walls are closing in deathly slow. Even your touch can't save me from what I know. Life is always what you feel. Small victories only lose out to the years. I find it difficult to dream. The only silence I have is you. A Lynchburg queen. Sleep. My good wages remind me of this carousel of defeat. I'm a bit more stable than the martyrs in the street. They revolt blindly with no blisters on the feet. Life is always what you feel. Small victories only lose out to the years. I find it difficult to dream. The silence I have is you, a Lynchburg queen. things are ripped down like clear-cut trees. My search for liquor is the only way I'm able to buzz. Since I've seen the horizon line, I'm drowning in a sea of dead and Wall Street crime. Through a journey we'll walk, through broken and bitter times. Promise me you'll walk beside me, not behind. Life is always what you fear. Small victories only lose out to the years. I find it difficult to dream. Silence I have is you, my Lynchburg queen, my Lynchburg, my Lynchburg queen, my Lynchburg queen.
Who was the guy you were traveling with?
He was one of my best friends. His name is Noel Patterson. He's living in Arizona right now. He's doing sustainable living, all natural honey, natural farming, and all that kind of stuff.
Did you start to write songs that early, or was it after the fact?
I started to. I was an English lit major in college, so I was really formulaic about my writing. I like to be very mechanical about it, kind of Upton Sinclair-like. Uh-huh. I like that just driving kind of narrative.
Uh-huh.
So I started writing. I probably did, but I never kept anything from there.
At what point in time did your writings start to take the shape of poems and songs?
Probably around the early 2000s. I think I became a much better songwriter. I started to employ a lot of empathy in my songs and try to understand. And I always self-educated myself, but it wasn't until about then. I think the first, like, probably 20 songs I wrote were not very good. It's a process, but I think around early 2000s, I started to understand the political and the social landscape of the country, and I started kind of... Without being obvious, I never like to be an obvious. I like telling stories and letting the audience decide for themselves.
Well, I was headed down from Austin Town. Well, I couldn't find myself. I turned my back on a country I once knew. Lordstown shut its doors. It sent my life overseas. The memories of Black Monday ringing true. The lines stir the echoes in the pain that we hide, like the deepest parts of night that we reach. My buddy's gone for good. I can barely see his face, only in photographs of history's grin. You can't find solace in the Lord. Rivers of wealth that exceed. You want the chance to win back your life. You better bust away from these bloodstained streets. Past the stones of the soldiers, just south of Columbus, the markers line the field like a perfect crop. 1,000 miles north, on the fringes of Grand Rapids, Katie claps just next to steal that box. You can find solace in the Lord. Rivers of wealth that exceed. You want the chance to win back your life. You better bust away from this bloodstained street. I won't lie, it's just the time when even laying down next to you. Stand by my side in the killing line. Look what death has made me do. Thank you.
jobs and broken southern beds. I roam through western haunts and desert towns, drowning out a murder I never could forget. I could almost taste the blood upon my ventral tongue. Cup, you can find solace in the Lord. Rivers of wealth that exceed. You want the chance to win back your life. You better bust away from these bloodstained streets. Bloodstained streets.
Also singing some vocals is Bobby, also playing guitar. Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Not too bad.
Yeah, thanks for your playing tonight. Tell us about you.
I'm from Asheville, North Carolina, or thereabouts. A lot of people know where Asheville is. I actually grew up in a little town outside of Asheville called Black Mountain. I currently live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I just am nearly finished with school at the University of North Carolina.
What are you doing in school?
I study music there. I'm in the jazz program there.
Oh, all right. Is that the big body of your training?
It's kind of hard to say because that's pretty much the extent of my like formal training. But I'm hoping that like 10 years from now I'll be able to like play jazz competently. But until then, this is the extent of my abilities.
Why would a guy who plays so fantastically as you do have to look for jobs on Craigslist?
I guess
nothing wrong with that, of course. Just curious.
I've been somewhat successful finding work on Craigslist.
I got the vigilante blues. Something's going down. Too brutal to be true. I want to hit him. Cut away this news. Choked by the vigilante blue. Frustrated by the vigilante blue. For 25 years I paid those post-snap to do. They import everything down to your walking shoe.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Brad Heller and the Fustics, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Brad Heller and the Fustics after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.